No, so as to meet Ovi Tachtov, that there was a Kabbalah with some tip that there were seven measuring cups of Lach. If so, if you don't have a hin, what else do you have in its place? So B'Shimon Shita was, Elamida Yisera Shalugum Achso Hoysasham. There was a special measuring cup of a Lugan Hef. That's what was there in the Beis Hamikdash. And what did they use it for? Sheboi Ho Yomoydi Lachavite Kohen Gadol. That's what used to measure off the flour, the Shemen for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. That he used to use three Lug of Shemen in a day, and it was divided by Lugu Machza Baboiker and Lugu Machza Ben Rabayim. So therefore there was a purpose of having a measuring cup of Lach, of liquid, to measure off the Shemen of a Lugu Machza for the Chavit of the Kohen Gadol. That's where Shimon holds, that was the seventh measuring cup. On this Omrulay, the Chum Zabas of Shimon, you know how the Kohen Gadol measured off? He measured off like this. I'll tell you, measured off, that he had a Chatzi Lug Hoysashom. The Efshal Ishaya Bechatzilug, that listen, Chatzilug Hoysashom, they had a Chatzilug, and there was also a measuring cup of a lug. Therefore, they used to pour off a measuring cup of a lug and a measuring cup of a Chatzilug, and that's how you would have the lug Bechatzi for the Kohen Gadol's Shemen. Omalehem, Shev Shimon said back, Afla Devrechem, the lug Layasa. A chat sal but girsu was some girls a chat lug la yas you should not make a chat lug then. Why? Because revius hois to shom. There was a measuring cup of a revius halug. And so whenever you need a chat lug, what to do? Take the double a portion. The eshla shav revius. Just use the revius of a cup, of the revius of a lug, and measure it twice, and you'll have a chatzi. So for what purpose did you have to have a chatzi a lug? Ella, what's the answer? This was the klal of measuring cups in the Beis Hamikdash, that kli shemeshemeshes midazu, ena meshemeshes midacheres. A kli that you use for this measuring, you cannot use to measure something else. Therefore, this chatzi lug was only meant to measure off a chatzi lug. And now when you had to measure off a lug v'chatzi to use half of this and a whole lug. Therefore, it was without kedon to make a special kli of a lug v'chatzi. Then it says in the Mishnah that Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadok Omer, Shinosois Ho Yibhin. He holds was only one measuring cup, was the size of a hin, and it had lines on it to show where a chatzi hin was, where a revius a hin was. There were like scratches out on the cup itself. So Mer says, Ma'ika ben Reb Meir Reb Yehuda. In the Brayse before, the Mishnah starts off Tan Rabbanin, it starts off saying the seven measuring cups. So first it says Reb Yehuda. That if you just start off to say that it was a revius lug, chatzi lug, you start out from the lowest upwards. And then Rebbe Meir start out the opposite way. Hin, v'chatzi, and shlishas hin, he went upwards, downwards. So Mor says, Ma'ika, what's the difference? Then Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, whether you start counting the measurings upwards or downwards. So Mor says, Omer Rebbe Yehuda says, v'irutzei midois ikibinayu. That means when you fill up a kli to the top, let's say wine, so the top of the kli, it still goes above the kli before it spills over. Because of the thickness of the wine, it goes above the kli a little bit. So that little bit extra that's above the kli, that's called the yirutzei midos ikubinayu. Is that included in each measuring cup or not? That laman diyoma, the one that says, mimata lamala, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he started counting the measuring cups by saying a revius of a lug and then a chatzi lug, the lug revius, kurt of yudishit, you start downwards, upwards, is so kisava birutsa, yamidus niskatsu, yes, it's all part of the kiddush. Because what you do is you take a revius, and from that, a revius, and that's with the birutusim, that's with the extra portion that's above the kli. In other words, like Rashi says, that really, that revius one of the Moshe cup, Moshe of Achirim, measuring cup, mentioning that twice to make up the salvi, with sobri tusay shekolelu amidois. That all these measuring cups, when you finally poured it in to another one to make it so big, it was all included. If your tusim were all included. And that's really what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, the revius, yoyib le rachman of the Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe ben revius of a hin, a revius of a lug. The Yomel, and he said to Moshe, Shire, Dikra Ayin Lahu, Birutzin. Like when you measure, to measure twice, measure with the Birutzin. Because with the extra that goes above the clear, that's also included in the measuring. But the man, the yom, according to Rabbi Meir, though, that holds me malo lamato, that no, that the first measuring cup was a hin. Good, so that had a little bit of ritutsim on it. When you take those down, divide it in half, you don't have the ritutsim anymore. It's ksavar he holds be ritutsim midas le niskachu, that the extra measurement was not niskachu by all the midas. And therefore, vehin, yoyiv le rachmano le moisha, akarazrov gave moisha beinu, the measuring cup of a hin. For Yomel, and he said to him like this, Shaya boho de konafki birutsin. In other words, like when you pour off from the hin to make it into a chatin, the birutsin extra gets lost. That's called nafki birutsin. Therefore, that was not in this kachu. So that's the difference how you measure. Abayi Rav Abayi says, no, the kuliyama both of them all birutsin and midas, ikulamem in this kachu, ikulamem alone in this kachu. Could be that's not the machloikis. Maybe it is in this kachu, maybe it's not in this kachu. For hocho be malayim komiflugi. Machloikis is about malayim full ones. You count it from up downwards. When the pasuk says full, it means you can't have a drop more or a drop less. You have to have the exact measure. When it says revius or chatin, it's the exact measuring. We measure mimata lamala from down upwards is malayim. The pasuk says malayim only means to say is mainly shloyechzar. You should not have less than this measuring. If you have more than you're supposed to, Malayim Karina Bay, that's still included in Malayim. That's not you mean how you count. Rashi says, Tehsir Shnayim Malayim Solis, Vodim Bisharkali, Samandiyam Malamalu Lamatik Savam Malayim Davka, Taikrov and Mizrak Shukli Lach, Shlayetsam Layasim, Elo Hahin, Mechalabotar Shnechat Sayin, Hasbi Matumsim, Chain Kulam. We hold Lamata and upwards, it just means you could add on as much as you want upwards. That's not Kamina. The Omer Ma'or we just say, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Yisham Hin, there was no Hin. Because there was no purpose of having a measuring cup of a Hin. So Mo'or says, Chura Shapa, Kromalu, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, very good. The Rabbonim, Rabbi Shimon, time is good. What's the purpose of a measuring cup of a Hin? There was nothing measuring in Hin. For instance, the Rabbonim, have a Hin, the Ahu Hin, the Yavid Moshe, the Shemana Mishka. Say that Hin was the purpose that Moshe Rabbeinu first made it for the Shemana Mishka. When he was Moshe, all the Kalim, he used a hin. The pasuk says, "V'shem and zayis hin." So, Masav one holds, "Kivon do deris lehevei tzarach lefi shohu diavdei." The Ignis, Shimon holds true. At that one time, Moshe Ben needed hin, so he made a hin, and then he hid it. He did not need it anymore. But the Idach Rabbanon holds no, "Kivon dehevei." Since it was then, it was always. He always had a measuring cup of a hin in the base of meat, in the Mishkan. Omer Mawa, we just said before, the Yasmi of the Kuntz of Shimon, which other one do we bring instead of the hin? Tachtov. So Loisag, the more Loisag, the Lemaya, who says you have to add? Maybe there's only six. Smor says yes, Kaviyom Ravina Gemiri, Shtei Smichas. Ketziv, just like there's a Gemiri, the Loch will have later, we have before, we'll have later, that he has a Kabbalah, there were two Smichas by Korban Tzibur. His Hakinam here also, Gemir is a Kabbalah, like for Moshe Beinu, to seven midas of Lach Hayu, that there was seven different measuring cups of Lach. The Mikdash and the base of Mikdash. So if what's the Shiloh, what was the seventh? And the answer the Mishnah says was, according to him, there was a Chatzi, a Lug v'Chatzi. It was a measuring cup to measure a Lug and a Chatzi. Then your blessed, it's seven Gleimish, Shinosa, Sayyabin, there's only one big measuring cup, and it had like, lines to know where a chatzi, where a revius is. So now is the question, Velesle Sheva Midos. Is it true that there is not hold that there were seven different measuring cups in the Mishkan? So one teretz is, Leslo Enechnam, he holds there wasn't, there's only one measuring cup. Viboy Yisem, another teretz is, My Sheva, you know what the Kabbalah was, that there were seven, My Sheva Midos, Sheva Medidos. Means it measured off seven different things, but it wasn't seven different cups, it was one big measuring cup. It had the size of a hin on it. And there were dots, lines there, that you can measure it seven different ways to have the seven different type of measurings. But Enochan was only one big kli with lines on it to know where a chatkin, where a revius was, where a lug, where a lug was. Here now the Mishnah says, revius mahoisa mishameshes. What was the purpose to have a measuring cup of a revius of a lug? What did they need it for in the Migdash? So revius maim le mitzera, that by a mitzera, after it becomes healed up, the pasuk says, V'shoker that the tzipor achas akli cheresh amayim chayim. There has to be mayim chayim in the kli, and then the dam of the tzipor goes into the kli. So how much water do you have to have in the kli? You have to have a revius of a lug. That's why you need a measuring cup of revius of a lug. That's called revius mayim lemitzera, or revius shem lenozir. A nozir has to bring his chalitz and rikikim. So the day he finishes his nazirus, and it's a lachlo mashmi sinai, that you have to have a revius of shemen with these menachas. That's called revius shemen lenozir. Now, chatzilug, what was the purpose of having a measuring cup of a chatzilug? Mahoyi meshamish, what was the purpose of it? So it's for purpose of chatzilug mayim lasaita. By yisaita, when they put to make the meham orim, so they have to take a chatzilug of mayim. So that's they have the shear of a chatzilug. And the chatzilug shemen lataida. When you have a korban taida, so the lach meitod, you bring with it the three minim of matzah. So that's lach l'mashim esimim, the three minim of matzah has to have a chatzi loig shemen. Now, uvaloig, yeah. So that's why you have to have a chatzi loig. Now, v'loig, what do you have to have a measuring cup of a lug for? Or you might in the chol ha-menachas, a regular stam mincha had a nisor and a flour and a lug of shemen. Afilu mincha shal shishim yisorin, even though the mincha was made from 60 yisroinus of flour, you had a lot of yisorin of flour there, so the locher is, noisin lo shishim lug, used to put 60 lugs of shemen. For every yisorin of flour, you had to have one lug of shemen. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, and he argues and says, no, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that afilu mincha shal shishim yisorin, even though you had a mincha that has 60 yisorin there, Ein le'ela lugo. You only have to have just one lug of shemen, no matter how much flour you have. And he holds shenamu, because the pasuk says la mincha v'loig shemen. That no matter how big the mincha is, all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. Mashma, no matter how big the mincha is, still you only have to have just one lug. Then the din is shisha lapor. You have to have six lugim of shemen, which is a chatzi hin. For a par, that's how much shemen you have to have in the mincha that's brought with a par. Arbo la'ayil, that's called revius tahin, is four lugim, which when you brought an ayil for korbin, and shloish la'kevis, that's so the first one, arbo la'ayil, that's a shlishahin, and now shloish la'kevis, that's three lugim, that's revius of hin la'kevis. Shloisho machzel menorah, and you have 3.5 lugim of shemen for the menorah. Machzi lug l'chol ner. Every ner there were 7 nerus, and each ner had a chatzi lug. So together you have 3.5 lugim of shemen for the menorah. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rebbe the Kokashalei. Rebbe was sitting there, and he had a question like this. That his question was, Revius leman nimshechom. What was the purpose that this revius ahin had to have mashiach mean, that had to have a shem klisharus on it, that it's mekadosh what comes inside it, for what purpose? E mitzera, maybe one purpose is for the mitzera, like the Mishnah says, what do we have a revius for? It was for the revius mayim for the mitzera. So maybe it had to be mekadosh the water for the mitzera.